Metro North Yankee Clippers offer direct service to Yankee Stadium on Hudson, Harlem, and New Haven lines. All Hudson Line trains make additional stop at Yankee Stadium during game days. New York Transit Museum to run annual IRT LOV Nostalgia train and train of many colors from Grand Central to Yankee Stadium. Long Islanders can take train to Grand Central, connecting with direct service to Yankee Stadium via Metro North or the subway. Subways, buses, and paratransit provide convenient service to all Yankee home games. Following a West Coast trip to open the season, the New York Yankees are back in the Bronx for their home opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. Fans looking to get to the stadium, regardless of where they are coming in from, can take any MTA service to get to Yankee Stadium ahead of the 1:05 p.m. start time on Friday, April 5. For fans looking to travel in style and celebrate another Yankees season, the New York Transit Museum will offer its annual opening day nostalgia train rides aboard a 1917 IRT LOV and the train of many colors. It is always an exciting time when the Yankee Clippers start to roll again, said Metro North Railroad President Catherine Rinaldi. So far this season the Yankees have given fans every reason to get to the stadium, and Metro North is here to get you there. Whether you are coming from Connecticut, the Hudson Valley, New York City, or Long Island, you can find a Metro North train to get you to your seat in time for first pitch. Two things I learned very quickly are that New Yorkers are passionate about their Yankees and they know the subway is the best way to get to the game, said NYC Transit President Richard David. We have buses, paratransit stops in addition to subway to get you to Yankee Stadium, so there is no excuse to drive. We will have extra eyes on the Manhattan-bound 4 platform for batting practice this season in case Juan Soto blasts one over the bleacher creatures in right field and out of the park. We are delighted to be able to continue to offer this beloved tradition, which has become a hallmark sign that spring and baseball are back in New York City, said New York Transit Museum Director Conchetta Bensavenga. Metro North's Yankee Clippers. Metro North Railroad's Yankee Clipper trains are special game day trains which provide one-seat rides from the Harlem and New Haven lines to Yankees E-153 Street Station for all evening and weekend home games. In addition to the Yankee Clipper trains, Metro North operates shuttle trains for all games, including weekday day games, between Grand Central Terminal, Harlem 125th Street, and Yankees E-153rd Street stations for fans departing from Manhattan, who are transferring at Grand Central from the LIRR or who are transferring at Harlem 125th Street station from Harlem and New Haven line trains. For all games, Metro North also adds a stop at Yankees E-153rd Street Station to many Hudson Line Express and local trains to provide more options for fans traveling to and from the game. New York City Subway. For the April 5 home opener, customers can take the D or 4 train to the 161st Yankee Stadium station. The Subway's 161st Yankee Stadium station, with service on the B, D, and 4 lines, is right in front of the stadium at the corner of 161st and River Ave. Local D and 4 trains stop at 161st Yankee Stadium at all times. B trains stop at 161st Yankee Stadium during rush hour only. Rush hour Express D trains will also stop at 161st Yankee Stadium before weeknight games. Take LIRR to Grand Central. The opening of Grand Central Madison makes it easier than ever for Yankees fans on Long Island to get to the game. Prior to the terminal's opening, a Yankees fan going to the stadium from Long Island would have taken a longer subway ride from Atlantic Ave. Barclays CTR, or transferred twice on the subway, or left Penn Station and walked to Herald Square to connect to a D train. Now, an LIRR customer can take a one-seat ride into Grand Central and finish their trip either on a Metro North shuttle or the 4 train. Either option can take a customer to the stadium in less than 30 minutes from Grand Central. New York City buses. The BX6, BX6 SBS, and BX13 stop near the stadium at E161 Street and River Avenue. In addition, the BX1 and BX2 both stop at E161 ST and the Grand Concourse, a three-block walk east to the stadium. Customers can use the real-time bus arrival tracking feature on the MMTA app before boarding. Access A Ride. Access A Ride has a designated stop in front of Yankee Stadium. To book a trip to the stadium, customers can call 877-337 to 2017 or 718-393 to 4999 and press prompt 2. New York Transit Museum's Nostalgia Train is back. The New York Transit Museum offers fans a once-in-a-season way to show off their pinstripe pride and ride to Yankee Stadium in style, aboard a 1917 IRT Lovey train and the train of many colors Nostalgia Trains. For one day only, the IRT Lovey Nostalgia Train and train of many colors will run from Grand Central to Yankee Stadium. The IRT Lovey Nostalgia Train is scheduled to leave the Uptown train platform at 42 ST Grand Central by approximately 11 a.m., and travel non-stop on the Lexington Avenue line, arriving at 161 ST Yankee Stadium in about 25 minutes. Immediately following the IRT Lovey cars, the New York Transit Museum's beloved train of many colors will arrive to carry more riders to the stadium. The ride to the Bronx takes fans to the stadium gates with plenty of time before the first pitch at 1:05 p.m. Originally operated by the Interboro Rapid Transit IRT system, the IRT Lovey began service in 1917. The vintage train cars and hundreds of other similar cars served subway customers a few years before the first pitch was thrown at the original Yankee Stadium. With rattan seats, ceiling fans, and drop sash windows, the train harkens back to an earlier age of subway travel and provides a photogenic counterpoint to the new home of the New York Yankees. The train of many colors includes a selection of cars manufactured in the 1960s, the R33, R33WF and R36 cars. With Tartar Red and Gun Red Red Birds, Kale Green Green Machines, Blue and Silver Platinum Mist and the striking two-tone Robin's Egg Blue and Cream Bluebird paint schemes, the train represents several different eras in New York City subway history.